Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we're back. It's a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here at Chickies in South Philly. Sunday Night Football against the Detroit Lions. Eagles win it. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Ah, there we go.
Man.
Two primetime games, two wins. Going into these two, I think, you know, Packers and the Lions, we all in the deepest parts of our hearts thought to ourselves, well, if we can get one out of two, then we'll feel good. Now, somehow, we got both, and I might feel worse. But an insane defensive
only
effort.
Only in Philadelphia.
Yes, only in Philadelphia. An insane defensive effort from the Philadelphia Eagles last night.
Yeah, I think that's obviously the storyline coming out of last night is how great this defense played against a high-octane offense. Detroit came in last night averaging 31 points a game. Explosive players all over the place. And to be held to 9 points last night, only one touchdown. Outstanding effort from Vic Fangio's guys, and I tell you what. See, we missed last week's great performance as far as being able to appreciate it because we were caught up in nonsense with the offense and not getting guys targets and all that stuff. So that basically overshadowed the great defensive performance last week in Green Bay. I've listened today, and for the most part, it seems as if, at least for now, the appreciation for the defensive effort last night is on the table, and I'm happy for that. Because as a defensive guy, listen, every once in a while, we got to win games this way. And it's how they won the Super Bowl. It's how they won that NFC Championship game with dominant defense. And you know what? If we're going to go back and repeat, they're going to need defensive performances like they had yesterday. And if I'm looking for a star out of yesterday's game, I got to go with the two big fellas on the inside. Because I think Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, you've been asking for where Big Baby Davis has been. Well, he showed up last night, N'Kobe Dean, downhill, flowing to the football, and then give our secondary some credit. Because to cover Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams, the way that they were able to cover them last night, with the exception of one play, they deserve some credit too. So that was an outstanding game from the defense. And man, if we're going to play like this, the rest of the league is in trouble. The rest of the league is in trouble. The rest of the teams that are on our schedule are in trouble because they're starting finally to put the defense together. Vic Fangio's figuring out where guys need to be. And, you know, just another good win, man. It's what we do, man. I mean, these big games on these stages, we have all this consternation leading up to the games and this and that and the other. And what the Eagles do, they just go out and win games, man. They just go out and beat these teams. These teams never meet the moment the way the Eagles meet the moment over the last 2 years. And as an Eagles fan, I feel great about that.
So last week, I think it was Tuesday, because we had a Monday Night Football game. I came in here, and they won that ugly game against the Packers.
Beautiful game.
Well, it was ugly,
beautiful defensive
whatever.
Effort.
Yes. Beautiful defensive effort, of course. Great defensive effort. And I said to you, I said, Ike, I sit here a broken man, not broken in the bad way, in a good way, in that maybe I was wrong the whole time. It doesn't matter how they win, as long as they win. Mm-hmm. They win games. That's all that really matters. It might be ugly. It doesn't matter. They win games. They win games. They win games. Mm-hmm. And here I am, after they win another ugly one, a week later, telling you that I lost my way last week, and it absolutely matters the way that it looks when they win games.
Oh, my goodness.
And there is absolutely positively no way that this is going to keep going this way for the rest of the year. There's absolutely positively no way that you can continue to win games when you can't run the ball, you can't pass the ball, your head coach and your offensive coordinator don't know when to go for it, when not to go for it, when to punt, when not to punt, when to tush push, when not to tush push. We have a week full of the wide receivers not happy. We spend the entire first half trying to get the ball to said wide receiver after we said at the end of last week what a great thing it was that they weren't trying to force him the ball. We spend the whole first half of the game trying to force the ball. Then we have leaks over the weekend about meetings with the wide receiver and the owner, and they get in there, and we had these two games against Minnesota, against the Giants, where it felt like the offense was going in the right direction. And then we have had two games since the bye week where it looks like it's going in the complete opposite direction. We can't run the ball. We can't pass the ball. There's no flow to any of it. And did they win the games? Yes, they won the games, and the defense was absolutely awesome, 100%. But I just don't think, like, you can continue winning games this way over and over and over and over again. And I just don't see enough good signs from offense that makes me feel good about them as a team. I feel great about them as a defense. Absolutely, 100%. But the other parts of it just feel like we're walking on thin ice the entire time. And we're eventually, there's going to be a crack in the thin ice, and we're going to find ourselves in the freezing water underneath the ice. And it was they're two big wins against two really, really good teams. And I wish I felt better about it. I just don't. Even if the offense was okay, but both games the offense has been legitimately, like, bad. And I can't find anything within the offense that makes me feel a little bit good. It's not the running game. It's not the passing game. It's nothing. And I wish I didn't feel this way today, but I actually felt this way today. I woke up this morning, and I said to myself, last week, that thing that I said, I just don't really believe it. I don't believe that I can watch the team and think that they can't ever move the ball and that they can win the Super Bowl.
Well, first of all, you didn't really believe it last week. You just succumbed to what was obviously there.
Yes.
We didn't buy that you were okay.
Nobody
bought
that.
No, you didn't.
Well, I wanted to.
Because you guys have been complaining about style points for three straight years. You haven't. You only been complaining for two years.
The
guy to my left here has been complaining for 3 years about style points. And they still just win football games. They win football games. And I think what needs to happen is that once you adjust your expectations, you'll be able to enjoy the victories a lot more. But as long as you guys keep having these expectations that this is going to be some high-flying offense and they're going to score 30 points a game and you're going to walk away from the game feeling good because they put up 30 points, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Yes, that's not going to happen.
I agree.
And they won a Super Bowl like this.
Well, they didn't win a Super Bowl like this, though. That's the one thing that I'll disagree with.
Well, every game isn't going to be like this.
It seems like every game is. I agree that I was wrong last year. But last year they did have one thing that they could depend on, and the running game was there to depend on. And there's just nothing offensively to depend on. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the defense ends up being, you know, an all-world, not just number one, but look, you barely even need to score defense. Maybe they round into that form and they allow 12 points a game for the rest of the season. But if they don't, I don't see how this doesn't catch up with them at some point.
Here's why you got to have hope. Or confidence. Kansas City won its last two Super Bowls, I believe, averaging 22 or 23 points a game. They won their last two Super Bowls being led by their defense.
Sure.
Patrick Mahomes making clutch throws and clutch plays late in games. They didn't win by being some explosive offense. They even got to the Super Bowl last year winning eight games by one possession. Maybe this is what it is. But you know why they made it to three straight Super Bowls? Because they have championship DNA. They have winning DNA. And when other teams face Kansas City, they were either going to make a play late in the game to win the game, set up the field goal to kick the game-winning field goal, or you're going to be forced into making a mistake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As an opponent, that's what the Eagles do to you. That's what they do to you. I'm sitting back cool, calm, and collective because, quite frankly, I don't really care how it looks. A win is a win. It's our job to dissect it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having critiques and complaints about the performance. Nothing wrong with that. I think that's very fair. If there are concerns there, they're legitimate for you to have. What I'm saying is, overwhelmingly, I feel good with this team. This team finds a way to win football games, just like the Chiefs, for 3 years, found ways to win football games. Wasn't always pretty, but they found ways to win games. Eagles are going to do the same thing.
215-592-9494. Can I say one positive thing?
Hey, Jared Goff, get out here. Well, how about that high-flying offense? They put up 9 points yesterday.
It's pretty incredible defensively.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and one positive I like, and you mentioned him quickly. It seems like we're, you know, Jalen Phillips has been great for the last 2 weeks, and it seems like people are pointing to him as the moment where the defense sort of came.
I'll go with that.
But N'Kobe Dean to me seems like it started with him. It seems like everything sort of, you know, except for Jihad Campbell hasn't been great for him, but everything has been in its right place, and it seems like defensively against the run, everything has changed when N'Kobe Dean got back. I couldn't
totally
even
agree.
And when we heard about that injury last year, like, I didn't know if we would see him at all this year, to be honest with you. The injury sounded horrible, but he looks better this year somehow than he did last year. I mean,
no, we just forget what he looked
what
like
he looked last
year.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And I love N'Kobe. He has to stay healthy.
Yes. Yeah.
That's been the thing with N'Kobe his whole career.
215-592-9494.
Well, Jack, everybody woke up today ready to give him an extension today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack, your thoughts?
Lifetime deal.
Yeah.
Lifetime deal. I'm just getting so sick and tired of the win's a win thing. I just am. I'm so sick and tired of it. And, like, I understand the Chiefs won close games, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be this way. He's throwing to no one. We do have a lot of talent, a lot of maybe now overpaid talent, who knows, on offense. Like, I was furious last night with that game. Like, the defense is amazing. I get it. They're awesome. And it's a nice throwback to, like, men football. But, oh, my goodness, this offense is just excruciating.
Oh, stop
Throw
it.
The ball down the field. Make impact passes.
Get open.
Plays. Oh, my goodness.
Don't drop the ball. Would the first three passes get dropped?
I know. I got it.
Oh,
it's on
you?
Everyone.
Okay, that's I'm wondering where your frustration is aimed
it's
at.
It's not even
a lot of people want to point their frustration at Jalen.
It's not just Jalen.
Okay,
I think it's just Jalen. He's a part of it. AJ's a part of it. Petullo's a part of it.
Okay.
Not being able to block for Saquon's a part of it.
Okay.
I don't know how much to blame Saquon for, but they can't block for him at all.
So what are we gonna do? Change all the players?
I don't know what they're going to do. But, like, they're going to get clipped. Like, I'm just, like, they're going to get clipped. This is not last year's Eagles team. The defense is right there. Like last year, maybe better, who knows. But this offense is not close. Last year, they could run the ball whenever they wanted. They cannot run the football right now.
They could run the ball, and you know what? They still had difficulty putting up a bunch of points. They had difficulty blowing teams out. They often started off slow. Like, this is what they did last year during the Super Bowl run.
They did.
These are the same things we complained about last year. And we all did just say, they can't win this way. They're not going to win. You're going to get beat. And then what happened?
I know.
They won.
I know.
It's what they do.
They break my sports brain, Ike.
Yeah.
They do.
I know it.
I know.
I know it.
They do.
You're waiting. You're waiting to be like, yeah, I told y'all.
Of course I am. Of course I am, because it's no way.
How long have you been waiting?
Almost 2 years. I've been waiting a long time.
Almost 2 years. You're going to continue.
A long time.
You're going to continue to wait.
I'm going
to continue.
I know I am. I know I am.
I know it. And that's what annoys you.
It does?
It's going to take you a long time to be right.
It is? It is. But I swear. There's
by the time you are right, I got two of them things on their fingers.
They probably will.
I got two of them things on your fingers.
But there's just no way I'm going to be wrong again.
Two of them.
There's no way I'm going to be wrong again. There's no way this is going to work. It's infuriating.
Unfortunately, it's probably going to work.
I know it's going to work.
What team can beat the Eagles?
Probably none of them, because the defense is so good. Like, they should be so much better. That's what's frustrating. They should be so much better. And that's the frustrating part.
215.
No one's better than them. I understand. But also, they're incredibly frustrating and should be much better. I don't know what to tell everyone.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off.
Yeah, get us right, C.
That's why a lot of people got trust issues in the world, right? Because before these games, everybody was saying, I don't care how it wins. How we look, we playing the Packers and the Lions. I just need two victories. I don't care how it looks. Spike was the main one. He was the head of the line.
Yep.
I'm gonna adjust my theory. Hey, Ike, what was our record in those two games? I can't remember.
2-0.
Oh, okay. So, listen, everybody, Hey, listen.
Oh, all right. And you told me how big Michael Jordan was going to show out in both games, and I didn't see that.
Yeah. No, but this,
King of the North.
Yeah.
But this is the difference, though. It's the difference. Yeah. I can admit when I was wrong. He didn't play
so
well.
So can I.
No, I don't know about that.
We still that's not true.
Off from last year. But listen, last year, you know, we struggled against the Panthers, right? Everybody was crying because Nick Sirianni didn't know to kick the field goal after the Jaguars game or to go for it. Saints game, we didn't know to pick the field. Hey, what's happening this year? We doing the same thing, and we still winning, baby. So listen, this is what I want everybody to do. It's okay to be upset. The offense don't look great. It's all right. Listen, y'all can be upset. Y'all can have your critiques of the team, the quarterback, or whatever. But I just want to know the entire offense. Don't point at one person, because I want to know, you know, we paid a running back a lot of money. Whenever Tank Diggs be in the game, he always seemed to pick up positive yards, 9.3 a carry whenever he run the ball. You put another running back in there, you know what I'm saying, it's .33. I'm just saying, like, you know, we got people out here, you know what I'm saying, dropping passes. The quarterback can't complete throws. I don't know what he was. Last night was one of the worst games I've seen him play since 2021. But besides, I don't care about all that. I'm going to talk about the defense, the positive, Big Baby Davis. Remember I said on Friday, Big Baby Davis, Jack was like, when's the last time he made a play?
Yeah, he was on a milk carton. You're welcome.
Yesterday, ask me now when the last time he made a play.
He was great yesterday.
Yeah. Cooper DeGene, the Caucasian cornerback, Ike.
Hold on, did I call that pick Friday?
You did. You said him or Quinion.
Everybody made a play. We even had Nicki Minaj's booty out there making plays. But I'm sorry.
Dude, Dory's playing good football.
Dory Jackson, baby, you had two pass breakups. You said, hey, I don't care. Y'all can bring up every corner, whoever, Dyer Alexander, DeCorian Bennett. I'm going to be the last man standing, and I'm going to break up passes, baby. You know what I'm saying? And the Godfather, Vic. Calling the plays, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to keep y'all too long, because I'm going to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? There's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, with y'all's clown on. King of the North, baby.
That's what he does.
King of the North, baby. Let's go. Go back.
Yep.
did
we get the dub.
Yeah.
We gets the dub.
He did enough last night. Yep.
Oh, Jalen?
Yeah.
Listen, could have played better.
He hasn't had a good 2 weeks.
Could have played better.
Yeah. And that was not all on him. There were a lot of drops last night. There were some bad penalties last night overall. And, you know, we'll talk about the decision to not to punt, not to do the tush push and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Was definitely not just on him. But he hasn't had the sharpest 2 games.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the first mistake was that damn game plan. And we decided to go away from our number one wide receiver this year.
Devontae.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to make sure AJ's happy.
I forgot Devontae was playing. Last night.
Did he have, you said he had one catch?
He wound up getting one, I think he caught one pass late.
Two
in the
targets?
Game. Yeah.
A couple of targets, I think.
He dropped the first two.
He did. Oh,
very
right.
Uncharacteristic of Devontae. Then I don't think he saw a pass until the fourth quarter.
215-592-9494. As we celebrate a defense that might be as good as last year and an offense that seems like it's worse. Yet the Eagles are 8-2 with the number one seed in the NFC. Oh, the most confounding team of my entire life.
Multiple years of this.
Yeah. They're doing it.
Multiple years of winning.
I know. Yeah. Every time you say it actually pains me.
Why is it frustrating?
Because I just want them to be better. And, like, if it ends in the Super Bowl, great. Great. Great.
Well, that's the whole point.
Obviously, that's not enough for you.
Yeah.
How they win matters.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. Coming up next, Seth Joyner had some interesting things to say about the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback this morning. So did D. Gunn. We will listen to that and talk to you as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.